Welcome to another episode of Smark Down Boulevard. My name is Jose Solorzano.
My name is Jermaine Meredith.
This is a packed show in under 22 minutes. And briefly, before we get into that, quickly, we've had some DMs about people saying, we've noticed that you guys, since you've come back, have had shorter shows. Yes. And next week, I think we owe everybody an explanation as to why our shows are shorter and why and how we're doing things a little bit differently. I think we owe that to the people out there. But that's next week, because this week there's a lot to get through, Jermaine. And I want to start today's show with some breaking news. And I'm gonna hit you with some throwback right here, Jermaine. You ready for this?
I'm ready. So
that's right. Welcome back to Smark Down Boulevard News. I am your host, Jose Solorzano. And Jermaine, did you know that today the Federal Trade Commission approved the ban of non-compete agreements? That's right, folks. Also known as non-compete clauses, which the WWE is famously known for. The non-compete model has been criticized for stifling American workers, especially those on a lower income. If the ban is put into effect, workers are able to work for a competitor as soon as their current employment ends without a lengthy period of inactivity in between, which can be months or years depending on the employer. With contracted WWE talent, this would mean that they would be able to appear at the next taping of a rival show just days after their contract was terminated. The ban, though, is expected to be contested, with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce calling the move blatantly unlawful. Additionally, business groups are expected to contest the ruling, as they argue that non-competes protects their intellectual property and investments they have made in training employees. What are your thoughts, Jermaine? And this can really change how contracts are made in the WWE and AEW, any wrestling promotion that does this non-compete thing.
This is huge, because a wrestler that gets released can just appear on Dynamite or can appear on Raw or SmackDown the very next day.
What does this remind you of, though? This reminds you of those Monday Night Wars, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Rick Rude appeared on Raw and then was on Nitro.
And what's this guy's name? Lex Luthor. Or Lex Luthor. Lex Luger.
Yeah, Lex Luger. I was like, what?
Yeah. Lex Luger. What are we watching, DC here? No, it's the World of Wrestling. It's that wacky. Lex Luger did the same thing. Yeah, Ravishing Rick Rude. That's right. This opens up that possibility. And honestly, it's like, remember at one time they were saying how they're going to contest how they're, what's the word that Vince McMahon uses all the time? Independent contractors.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's another thing, too, that might come, you know, if the FTC here approved of this non-compete clause going away, I mean, what else could they do? I mean, you also have independent contractors, all that stuff. Are they going to go back to the drawing board and redo these contracts for these wrestlers? Top talent in WWE have a 90-day non-compete clause, and NXT has a 30-day non-compete clause. So this will change everything. I smell a Monday Night Wars thing brewing, Jermaine. I really do, in the wrestling world. I think it's inevitable.
But think about it, though. If WWE releases somebody and there's no non-compete clause, unless they're a big name, they've got nothing to worry about, right?
Pretty much.
So I don't think it changes anything. I think it would be in AEW's best interest to fight against that. Even though they're the wrestling company for the wrestlers, allegedly, right? Like, Tony Khan doesn't release anybody and whatnot.
He released a couple people a couple weeks ago.
Well, he had to, apparently, to save money, because he's just figuring out that TV is expensive.
Yeah, and you know, these Japanese talents like Will Ospreay and Okada and Shibata, all these guys, they don't come cheap, man. I mean, they're expected to get paid, and they know that Tony Khan pays as well, so they have that leverage as well. And whose fault is that? Again, it's Tony Khan's fault. So it's,
and he also spent his life savings on the CEO, Mercedes Moné.
Let's not forget Mercedes Promo Moné, I call her now, because she doesn't wrestle. She just shows up and speaks and slaps people in the face, apparently. That's what she's good for. That's where your money's going, good old Tony. Good job.
Wasn't she your favorite female wrestler? Have you changed your mind?
I'm a married man.
Are you about to drop a scoop?
No. I'm a married man, so what I can say about female talent is very limited. However, in my previous life, In my previous life, I can say that I really enjoyed her dressing up as Sailor Moon at the Royal Rumble. Yes, that's all I'm going to say. If you catch my drift, Jermaine.
Okay, okay.
Thank you for incriminating me. I will make sure to send Dominique your way, since it's your fault. All right. All right. Moving on. This is something that you brought up when we do our little pre-production here. Talk about it, man. I mean, there's a lot of mixed emotions here, right?
Yeah. The wrestling world is upset that Becky Lynch is the female world heavyweight champion.
But why? Tell me. The only way I think it is, or why I think it is because it's a Triple H era. We want some. The fans want something new. And it's, again, Becky, Charlotte. The same people are getting that title over and over again, and they want somebody new to hold it. Or they're just really behind Liv Morgan. I just don't see her appeal. Which one is it?
I'll tell you why.
Go ahead.
The fans are finally realizing that Becky Lynch is overrated.
Oh, my word.
Big time. And
no pun intended.
Hot scoop. yeah, no pun intended.
Oh my. Are you serious right now?
Yo, I'm serious.
You think and she's overrated? What? Why?
I would have rather seen Nia Jax win.
Oh my gosh.
I'm dead serious.
You would have preferred Nia Jax to win the title instead of Becky Lynch?
Yes.
Oh.
Becky Lynch does not look like a threat to anybody. Neither does Liv Morgan.
But does Bayley look like a threat to people?
Yeah.
Okay.
She got some meat on her.
Jermaine, you're a married man too. What's going on?
Hey, get your mind out of the gutter. Come on, I'm just saying. She's got some size to her.
Oh, so you're saying you like the big girls is what you're saying. You know, the girls are really...
Anyways. My God.
We're both in trouble. This will be the last Smackdown Boulevard show for the foreseeable future, folks. We're dead, man.
We're going to be going missing.
Yeah.
But anyway,
catch Jermaine's face at the back of a milk carton, folks. That's where you'll see it. Go ahead.
But yeah, I just don't think Becky Lynch is a threat.
I'm so sorry.
Grab some water. Get some water.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, Becky Lynch is not a threat, and she didn't need the belt. I was looking forward to not seeing her on TV. I thought she was going to go away for a while and just be a mother.
Or do the book tour or something like that, right?
Yeah. No, she's back in the title. Well, she's the champion right now. She didn't need it.
Do you think that there's not enough? Liv Morgan's not ready? Well, she was a champion already for a bit, but...
I can't take her serious. I don't know what her character is.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's like they're teasing something with Dominic now, or they're teasing something with Uncle Howdy, or she's a dark character. There's a dark passenger inside there, kind of like how Alexa Bliss had that dark passenger back in the day, a couple of years ago. I don't know. This came as a shock to me. I thought Becky was really beloved, man. I mean, that's Seth Rollins' wife, right? I mean...
So, are you happy that Becky's a champion right now?
I'm going to be completely honest with you, full disclosure. I don't really care about... Well, I don't know. I'm just not interested. I just don't...
Well, that's my point. Who cares that she's a champion?
Yeah, I mean, Rhea...
She does nothing for it.
Rhea kept it interesting because of her character. She's so over, and she's a wild card, really. I mean, she's just interesting all around, I would say.
Yeah, she was mixing it up with, like, guys, too. Like, she was involved in different storylines. But Becky Lynch, like, what is she going to do for the belt? She's just going to defend it. She's just going to have people get fed to her.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's what I'm saying. Yo, I feel like I would rather have seen Nia Jax be champion.
That's crazy. At least
she could be a dominant champion as much as Rhea was.
I really...
Who else would you want to be champion? Think about all those people in the match.
You know who I really, and I know she has health issues right now, and who knows what her timeline is, but I was really behind Raquel at a point. I felt that she had the size, the personality. She looked like a champion. You know, I thought that's who I was behind for the longest time, but she got health issues now. I don't really think of anybody else right now at the moment. I know they had to put it on somebody, and I guess Becky's just the one who has a name right now, I guess. I mean... I don't know. Would you know what? Would you prefer Liv to win it?
No.
Okay. Okay.
I've never liked her.
Okay. Okay. I was wondering.
Here's another person. I would say even Chelsea Green. She's got a character.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You've lost it, man. This is a different Jermaine.
Nah, man. Yo, Becky's boring.
That boring that you want to see Nia Jax or Chelsea Green?
Yes.
Be a woman. Wow, women's champion. That's crazy, man. I'm in shock.
Did Becky need it?
No, she didn't. But I mean, it's Becky Lynch. I mean, she's one of the four horsewomen, right? I mean, you that's one of Triple H's girls. You expect it, right? I
didn't expect her to get. Charlotte won it. I'd be happy.
No, but I know you would. But it's because you're a mark for. Well, there you go. But I think people would have booed her too because this would have been her like almost 16-time women's champion. Right, like she's almost at her
before
dad's
she level. Retires, she's gonna be 16-time women's champion.
You bet your ass she's gonna be. That's exactly what they're trying to do. Absolutely.
Yep.
Poor Becky. Damn. You're shocking me.
Jermaine. So besides Raquel, who would you put the belt on?
Zelina Vega.
Yo. She even in the match, guy? Does she still have a job in WWE?
Hey. Easy. Yes, she does. Absolutely. Speaking of people who don't have jobs in the WWE anymore, poor Jinder.
I like that segue.
You like that, eh? Thank you.
I like that, yeah.
You like that. Before you get me in trouble again. Poor Jinder. Honestly, like, and you know what? I had mixed emotions about Jinder all his career and everything. Very nice guy. Just could never really get behind him for some reason. But I'm like, you can tell this guy loves what he's doing and everything. And that actually became a real thing recently when I saw Chris Van Vliet's interview of Jinder recently. Mm. And that was done before WrestleMania, before he got let go. And it's unfortunate that he got let go because this is a guy who honestly started the year with a lot of momentum behind him. He did day one with The Rock and he was managing Indu Shear, and I thought he was really going to, you know, come back into the title picture or at least be a contender here and there. But then he gets released again. I mean, I have mixed emotions about this. What are your thoughts?
So I'm hearing that his resurgence kind of took a nosedive after his match with Seth Rollins. Apparently he injured Seth Rollins. That's the rumor.
Oh.
Because you notice after that match, he didn't do anything else.
No, I know. Right? His photo was on the back of a milk carton.
Yeah. I think the last thing that he did was the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
Yeah, and he got eliminated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, man, but I liked him as WWE champion.
Me too.
I thought he was a good heel.
Yeah. I thought he's a great heel. I think he's a great heel. Like, these guys are great heels. Is just, there's just not enough. I don't know what it is. Like, I don't know.
He also put in the work. He got in amazing shape.
He did what he was told. He was part of a 3-man band.
That's right.
He did everything. He sent him back to NXT, came back to do the segment with The Rock, put The Rock over. And yeah, I said that. And yeah, he was, you can tell, like from the interview, you can tell he loves wrestling and what he does, and he's a team member. He thinks about the greater picture, right? He's like, all of us, I think he said that all of them have to know their place and they have to bring something to the table, and if that's what he's dealt with, he's going to do the best and make the most of it, right? And I think he had the right attitude. But if it's because he injured Seth, I mean, come on, like, it's just not that serious. Like, I mean, accidents happen. This isn't ballet, man. Like, this is part of the job, right? So I haven't heard that, but that's interesting. I mean, I wish him well. I mean, he's a fellow Canadian, so I wish him well on all his future endeavors. And maybe he might pass by Toronto in one of these indie shows. You know, I'd definitely like to go see and support that. So maybe
just don't go to AEW.
Maybe I've learned my lesson. I've lost. I was robbed of $45 already. I'm not gonna let Tony Khan take more of my money. No way. No way. AEW Dynasty happened this Sunday night. The show ran, I swear, from 12 p.m. to 1 a.m. the next day. Listen, man. Tony Khan, I mean, I know he's like, oh, yeah, we give our fans the most. It's just too much. I mean, talk about booking 101 here. I mean, it's just there's 12 matches starting from the 0 hour, Jermaine. I mean, that's, we can do a whole show on that. And it's just like the cards all over the place. People that should be on the main show or on the pre-show, it's just a total mess. It's a mess. But the main things I want to talk to you about here are, first of all, Chris Jericho. Can he just go
away? He needs to go home.
He, like, What does he need the FTW championship for?
Tell him to go home.
Like, I'm trying to see the benefits of this. Why does he care about having a title? Like, is it the need to just have a title and add it to his collection of, or his legacy? I'm like, bro, your legacy ended 3-4 years ago already. Like, just stop. Like, you're embarrassing yourself at this point. For you to take a win over a guy like Hook, who's up and coming and who is over with the crowd like that, it doesn't do him any favors. And you look bad doing it as well. I'm very disappointed. And I know this just adds fuel to the fire for you because I know how you feel about Jericho.
Well, put some respect on his name. He's now the learning chief.
Oh, my God.
Chris Jericho.
How many more nicknames do we have to go through with this guy? It's just...
The Champion, the Wizard.
Oh, please.
Lionheart.
I'm done. I'm just done. I'm done with Jericho. Yeah. It's just a joke. It's the wrestler movie. It's a wrestler movie in real life is what it is.
Yeah.
That's it. That's what it is. Second, I'm hearing that the Will Ospreay and Bryan Danielson match was a wrestling clinic, Jermaine. I don't know how I'm going to watch this because I mean, let's be real. I'm not going to order the replay of Dynasty. But somewhere, I need you to work your magic, man. I need to watch this match. Apparently, it's a clinic. It's a wrestling clinic. I expect it from these two. And, hey, even our friend Cornette enjoyed it. So what does that say to you?
Oh, really?
Cornette loved that match.
I haven't listened to that.
Listen to it. He really enjoyed it. I'm hearing rave reviews about that match. Yeah.
Okay.
So I think that's something that we might have to watch before the next episode of Boulevard because there's not that many five-star match. Well, according to Dave Meltzer, all of AEW
seven stars,
excuse me. But yes, this apparently is one of those. So I definitely want to talk about that. And go ahead.
Do you think that Bryan getting hurt, was that a shoot or a work?
I don't know. I think it's a
because work. He was helped backstage, and Will Ospreay was also there helping him. So,
oh really?
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. This decision stems from a promise Danielson made to step away from the ring as a full time talent in time for his daughter Birdie's 7th birthday. So it's a work.
It's a work. Okay.
It's a work. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, see, that's how you gotta look at the internet a couple times here and there, I guess. You know? And last thing I want to talk about, Jermaine, before the end of the show. The 2024 WWE Draft will take place starting this Friday on SmackDown and will conclude on Monday, April 29th on Monday Night Raw. I'm torn here because, yes, it's a new era. It's a Triple H era. And let's be honest, the drafts are just something to like get people to watch, but they never keep to it. You know, there's always guys switching back and forth, women switching back and forth and stuff. Do you actually think they're going to take it seriously this time?
I would hope so because, like you said, it's a Triple H era. So I'm hoping that it's strict, especially with the new belts being revealed. So they plan to have those belts separate, the new tag team belts.
Yeah.
So they're going to make an honest effort to separate everything.
So let's hope that they're not switching belts like they did last time. You remember that year where like they got drafted to the other show and then they switched belts?
That was dumb.
So that's such a Vince McMahon move.
Well, that won't happen again.
Question for you now. Will we see the Bloodline be separated? Will we see Damage Control be separated? Will the Judgment Day be separated? Do you expect this? What do you think?
I don't think the Bloodline or Judgment Day should be separated. I think Damian Priest should go to SmackDown, and they should keep Cody on Raw. I think he could get drafted to Raw and have the World Heavyweight Championship on SmackDown, like in times past.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a classic move right there. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see, you know, and for all you guys up there, we're going to have on Friday before the show goes up, we'll have the Friday's available draft pool photo up, and then we'll also have the Monday's available draft pool photo up as well. Obviously, Raw is stacked. There's a lot more Raw superstars than there are SmackDown superstars. So there's going to be a lot of change going forward there for this draft. Looking forward to it, Jermaine. But in the meantime, what's Tony Khan doing, Jermaine?
Well, hopefully he'll remember to tuck his chin in.
This is SmackDown Boulevard!